Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post. I know what you've been waiting for, and you know what you've been waiting for too. Let's hope they cross over. What I think you've been waiting for is some merch from The Last Post. Merch is short for merchandise in the industry. We call it the IND. We don't. If you want some Last Post merch, we have done an exclusive promotional deal with the Rock/Island 2020 presidential campaign to bring you some campaign t-shirts. Rock/Island 2020. Go to thebuglepodcast.com and click on the merch button to buy our merch or merchandise if you're not in the IND.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 14th of October of the year 2020, and on this day in history, in 1066, the Battle of Hastings took place, when William the Conqueror and his Norman army defeated the English forces of Harold II, who was killed in the battle, commemorated then in the sensationalist tabloid rag, the Bayeux Tapestry. Your guest today on the podcast is a returning favourite, flapjack, lumberjack, and minister for the interior of the human body, Alison Spitter. Welcome back to the show.
Alice, I am delighted to be here. Absolutely ecstatic.
Are you a Bayeux Tapestry fan?
Yeah, but it's a bit too vanilla for my tastes. You know, I have extreme tapestry tastes that I'm not willing to let go of yet. There needs to be a bit more trust between me and you. But yeah, just to say, I'm hardcore. Very, very hardcore.
Well, I hotly anticipate an intimacy in our relationship that will allow you to reveal to me your grotesque tapestry tastes.
Whatever you're thinking of, it's worse.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in wildlife news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, the Wiggles government in Italy is launching a coronavirus saliva test for kids with a swab which you chew rather than the existential nasal experience that is the somatic discovery of exactly how much space you have inside your head. This action proves the Wiggles government's commitment to serving their base, toddlers on iPads who were allowed to vote due to a glitch in the online ballot system. Are you looking forward to a COVID test that's just a delicious chewy object?
Yeah, I hear it's bogey flavoured, which is very good.
Popular among the youth.
Yes.
And controversy in the UK arts community has prompted a wave of creative energy as Rishi Sunak's comments on why he's not funding the arts leads sensitive artists who were bullied in high school to take his economic criticisms of their multi-billion dollar industry as fiscally unsustainable extremely personally. I get it. It's harder to fund the arts because it's not a monolithic organisation. Even though it makes twice as much money for the economy as the airline industry, you can't just give money to a board of directors and they give you an Excel spreadsheet of how they're going to pretend to plan to spend it responsibly. It's a genuinely difficult problem how to distribute it equally among artists who are often self-employed or self-reporting. It's hard to find a creative solution to this undeniable problem. If only there were some creative people you could hire to think outside the box. I'm not offended by Sunak's statements, are you?
No, I do think a solution maybe for people within the arts industry is to offer politicians, when they eventually get voted out, a nice cushy job. So I'm thinking we could give Michael Gove a part in EastEnders. He could be the new man in town. He owns the pub. He's the new Peggy Mitchell. Hollyoaks are really looking for a new policeman, and I think Rishi Sunak would be perfect for that. He'd just be having affairs with everybody. It'd be beautiful.
I mean, I just think, you know, who doesn't want to cull the herd a little, eat the weak? It's free market economics. The harder it is to afford to be an artist, the more the industry will select for wealthy amateurs or people funded by vested interests.
Oh.
And I cannot wait for blatant product placement in amateur stand-up comedy sets. What's the deal with not drinking Mountain Dew, am I right?
They'll just talk about how adverts are great. They'll be like, have you seen that advert? And the audience will nod along. And then they'll say, I have nothing of value to make fun of it. I just want to say I love Scottish widows. That'll be the set.
And the Welsh Senate, the elected devolved uncameral legislature of Wales, have confirmed rumours that they are building a dragon to compete with Prime Minister and Were-Dragon Boris Johnson of Britain. The Welsh Assembly have announced that they're dedicating the full resources of an area the size of Wales to their Re-Dragon project in hopes of kickstarting the Welsh economy and breaking free of the United Kingdom. Do you buy into the Welsh Dragon project? Alison.
I do. To be honest with you, Alice, I was kind of listening to see whether half a glass of water would be involved with the dragons. And
this is news,
I was kind of
Alison.
Bracing myself. I know.
I believe in a division of church and state.
I blew my wick too quickly there. I apologize.
That's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because freedom of speech doesn't come cheap. Do you have a neglected indoor pot plant whose mysterious plant problems you can't be bothered doing the research on? Try haphazardly splashing it with half a glass of water like a swooning duchess.
I knew.
Half a glass of water. It's a bare minimum. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. Known for expanding the traditional forms of the romance novel genre, the new Lagarde Excursion blurs the line between adult imaginative erotica and cookbooks in We Made It One Night, a half-fiction, half-cookery instruction manual, half-witch's grimoire that puts the chemistry into chemistry, the sensuality into home economics, and the magic into creamy aphrodisiac cheesecake.
Oh, God. That's worse than the tapestry.
Meet Nigella, a fictionalized character based on the famous home chef whose passion for cooking hearty food to be enjoyed by her friends at casual yet lavish dinner parties is only exceeded by her passion for sex. Travel with Nigella through entrees, mains and desserts in her search for the one man who will whisk her heart away and clean the dishes of her difficult past. As you move through vegetarian options, you'll meet Dale, a meaty viscount who lived more than 300 years ago. His passionate love letters intersperse the measurement conversion section until a postmodern palimpsest brings him into the presence after a bungled meringue opens a portal between times and unites two hearts destined to be together. Will Nigella and her creamy breasts figure out the recipe to send him back to his own time in time to avert a terrible disaster? How many dishes can they sweep passionately to the floor as, overcome by lust, they bang on a batch of kneaded bread dough? Can Dale prove his love for Nigella and bring her back to his time, a time that truly appreciates a creamy breast and a lust for cast iron cookware? Find out in We Made It One Night, available now in the scraps bin of all commercial kitchens.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Wildlife news. Alison Spiddle, as a flapjack lumberjack, you're out in the wilderness all the time. What's happening in the world of wildlife right now?
Well, I'm sorry to say, Alice, that we've lost 99% of wildlife. It's shocking news because the government have declassified pigs as not animals and they're now people. Dogs are no longer animals, they are now people. Ducks are no longer animals, they are people. And sheep are no longer animals, they are people. The government watched a cosmic disc that was thrown from the other dimension. And the cosmic disc was called Babe Pig in the City. And it really has changed their minds about wildlife and about animals. And so all that we have left in the animal kingdom, wildlife-wise, are tapeworms and cuttlefish, which are a good combination. The government have decided that they are not people, they are animals specifically. And they are now... they are wildlife. So our zoos at the moment... incredible variety of tapeworms, incredible variety of cuttlefish. I've trained a cuttlefish actually to do some tricks. They can go through hoops. Also, if you're very ill and you wanted something on your bucket list, why not swim with a tapeworm? And see how that goes. Maybe it'll cure you. I don't know. It's been very strange because I have been kind of, also I've opened up a wildlife park with a safari place, but with tapeworms and their natural habitats, people have been quite disgusted by the natural habitat of the tapeworm, and it's very hard to get a car into that environment as well. So I do need to think quick. I'm on about butts, Alice, and that's where I'm putting the cuttlefish as well. Sorry,
never apologize. I love this Babe Pig in the City Animal Farm crossover that you've got going.
Yeah, it really did. It made the government quite militant that lots of animals are people. And they get voting rights. It is strange, though, because now that the former animals are now people, the government has made it illegal for them to be naked. So we have to put all of the animals into suits. And they need to get a job. That is a very big... We don't need all these people on social welfare. So we've been given the former animals jobs, and it's been working out quite nice. Been working out quite well.
Certainly getting horses into the government, into the opposition party, is useful because they always vote nay.
That's very true, and they've been very good. Lions as social workers hasn't been a great choice, so we do have to rethink that. We do. We'll have a day of remembrance.
Lions are only good as social workers on Pride Month.
Yes, that's it. Oh, gosh, this is great. What else? I'm trying to think of jobs for pigs.
Pork futures. Because they got skin in the game.
Oh!
Or cookery shows, because they're very good at bacon.
They're very good at bacon. They really do have the chops for that. They really do have the chops for that. They're very good at... being comedians, they can take a good ribbing.
Good to get all this out there before they start getting on social media and telling you that it's not acceptable.
Yes! This is the last day. It's an amnesty. It's the amnesty for our former feelings about former animals. And we start a new day tomorrow where we will get in trouble.
Where Apple launches its iPhone that can be used without opposable thumbs, and then it's all on for young and old.
Oh, then it's all big change. I think that was the one thing that was holding them back, was the lack of them being able to play Candy Crush or use a Calm app or whatever people do with their with their smartphones.
Well, that's all the time we have for our top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Mendel Katz, who says, "Hello, Alice. Alice from an alternate universe, who I can only assume has a goatee like Mr. Spock that one time, and today's a delightful guest." That's you today, Alison.
I also have a goatee.
Well, I'm gonna stop Mendel here and say, first of all, you're from the alternate universe. Clearly you're writing from the alternate universe. I am not. I'm from this universe, the real universe. And the only part of my body that has a goatee is the bit that I address my waxer to. And I do say a goatee like Mr. Spock had that one time. I understand that you aren't connected to self-published romance maven Dancy Lagarde, but despite that, do you have any news or opinions on the rumoured collaboration between two-time Hugo-nominated Dr. Chuck Tingle, the author of gay science fiction romance Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt and Pounded in the Butt by My Second Hugo Award Nomination, and our beloved Dancy Lagarde? Thank you for your input and good luck to you, Christopher Mendel. P.S. I'm unaware of Dancy Lagarde's pronouns, so please substitute the correct honorific. Dancy Lagarde has no pronouns. Dancy Lagarde, like Madonna, is just Dancy Lagarde. In terms of collaborations with Dr. Chuck Tingle, as far as I know, Dr. Chuck Tingle does not exist in our universe and is a feature purely of your universe. In our universe, we are slowly, through the glitch in the space-time continuum, getting access to your media empire. As Alison Spittle mentioned, Babe Pig in the City has had some untoward effects on our political landscape. But I'll let you know if we get any cross-dimensional interactions. And this, unlike many, was not a stupid question. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back in the same place again tomorrow, at the same time or a different time. That's how podcasts work. Subscribe to get a daily dose of world-class satire in this dimension, or if you're in the other dimension, the best daily satirical alternate universe output available anywhere in the world. It's nice to be the best at something, even if it means you have to invent your own category. Unfortunately, it means we're also the worst, but that's the price we pay for being the best at a sport no one else is playing. Your guest today on the podcast was Alison Spittle. Alison, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, I have a Daily Mail officially hated podcast, Wheel of Misfortune. Mm-hmm. It's with Fern Brady, and you can get it on BBC Sounds. I've got a Daily Mail ignored podcast called The Alison Spittle Show, and that's on headstuff.org. And my social media is at Alison Spittle on Twitter and Instagram. And yeah, have a lovely day.
What does the Daily Mail hate about your podcast with Fern Brady? An excellent podcast, if I do say so myself.
It's because it's lewd, they said, puerile, speaks about stuff that's too rude to print, which genuinely...
You're printing it. You're putting it on a podcast.
Genuinely, I was aroused by the article, Alice. I've never been so excited in my life. It was amazing.
Well, I am delighted for you.
Yeah, I told my granddad about it and he was so proud of me. So I'm very happy.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up to support my work at patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life and downloads of all of my stand-up specials, as well as exclusive other stuff. The executive... I said that like it was... OnlyFans, just other stuff. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer and hench thug, the iron fist inside his velvet glove, is the inimitable and menacing Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.